Welcome to So Random, and I'm your host, Sidra Hamida. Today is Sunday the 24th, and in this week's episode, we will be discussing my family's silent war. Sitting here, thinking about our next podcast episode, I decided to do something different and interview my mother. Turns out, my mother has some very interesting stories, but I decided to choose the one about my grandparents years ago when their life took a great tragic turn. I was born and lived all my life until now in Dubai, but every summer I traveled to Syria. Syria was a warm, wonderful, and safe country until the summer of 2011. I was almost 6 years old when we came back from visiting my family in Syria. I remember I was excited to go back to school and see my friends until we saw and heard the news. There was rumors of bombing and war breaking out. I was immediately worried and scared for my family back then. We contacted them as soon as possible. They said that everything was okay and nothing bad or dangerous had happened yet. Months had passed by and the situation in Syria had gotten worse. People were stuck in homes, not able to get out, scared to get out. At any time, shootings would randomly and unexpectedly happen. They were on survival mode. From now on, this is where the story of my grandparents come in. My grandparents lived in a city that got surrounded and were stuck. My grandfather started to get sick. He wasn't able to process to understand the fact that his home, his country, is being destroyed in a matter of time. Everything was unknown at this point. Unknown murders, unknown shootings, people were being kidnapped. Buildings were completely shattered and destroyed in a matter of day and night. Children could not go to school and have normal lives anymore. Syria was no longer the safe, warm home that we knew and loved. My grandmother started to worry about my grandfather. He couldn't go out of the house. Later, he started locking himself in his room, not wanting to go anywhere anymore. My mother said, whenever there was shootings, he would cover his ears, not wanting to hear, not wanting to believe that he is truly living these moments. Eventually, he stopped hearing. He started to develop mental issues that soon affected his health. That's when my grandmother decided it was time to leave their home and escape. She was a mother of 5 children, all who had their own families, so her priority was to get her husband out of there as soon as possible. On a calm day, she called someone, an old friend, who could be able to drive them out of the country to Lebanon. My grandmother is originally Lebanese, so she had some of her family and friends who could help her. My grandmother left in such a hurry that she didn't even get any belongings or papers, just some traveling documents, never knowing that she can't go back home. It was a long 6-hour drive. Normally, it would take only an hour and a half. But because of all the borders and the scary noises, they were forced to stop a lot. It was a hard road to take. They had finally reached Lebanon, and my grandmother tried to settle in as soon as possible so she can go back to Syria. She had to see her house, to get some of her personal belongings and their family papers. After a couple of days, she decided to go back. But little did she know, that was impossible. She was stuck, unable to get back. Syria was closed, inside out, no one able to enter nor exit. That's when my aunt and uncle decided to follow my grandmother's steps and leave their homes behind. They had to protect their children and secure their future. Now, after my grandmother had finally accepted and knew she can't do anything but pray and protect her sick husband. But no matter how much she tried, even though they moved all away from the danger, my grandfather's health got worse. This is an event that affected millions of people. This is just my side of the story. To find out what happened to my aunts and uncles, wait for the next episode on March 3rd. Thank you for listening to So Random. I'm your host, Sidra Hamida, and until next time, goodbye.